This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with actor Dermot Mulroney about his new role in the thriller Insidious Chapter 3. But first, 50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James announced this week that she'll release a new version of the book written from Christian Grey's point of view. The book titled Grey will be published on June 18th. The 50 Shades books have sold more than 125 million copies worldwide and led to a hit movie starring Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, with a sequel set to be released in 2017. Actor Dermot Mulroney is one of the stars in the new movie Insidious Chapter 3. Hey, Dermot, how are you?
Hey, good. What's happening?
Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. You bet. Nice to speak with you again.
Insidious 3, this is not like a comedy, right?
This is a full-on invade-your-brain horror movie, yeah. You know, can't say actually, to be honest with you, there are some laughs. You know, Insidious, the series, has always just had a little subtle humor in it. And some of the characters that we meet for the first time in that Chapter 3 takes place before Insidious 1 and 2 are really funny. So there is that element to the story as well, but the rest of it is living hell. It's what you'd call an origin story, really, more than a prequel, in that it tells the story of an entirely separate family. And it may be the same evil entity, but it hasn't moved on to the other family yet, played in the other two movies so beautifully by Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne. So we're sort of following in those movie's footsteps, but previous to them being trod. It's really fun, too, for the fans of the series, because you'll see these characters that you're familiar with, you'll see them for the first time and how they meet up. So it's one of those movies that, yeah, it's just full of those references or Easter eggs, as the horror genre fans call them. So I don't want to tell which ones, but you'll see characters that you're familiar with. I made it sound a lot more confusing than it is, man. I'm just, you know, it just takes place beforehand. It's that simple, folks.
Now, what happens to you in the movie without giving away a lot of the plot lines? Are you in peril?
Yes, my entire family is in peril. But what I like about the movie is that it plays very much as a straight drama, especially in the beginning, before the supernatural elements begin to appear in the story. So, you know, part of my job, most of my job, really, was to play straight family drama. And, of course, that's the filmmaker's way of sort of tenderizing you, so that when all hell breaks loose, you're toast.
Anything supernatural ever happened to you?
No, not so much, I don't think. Like anybody, I'll have the occasional wake up in a cold sweat nightmare, but I think thus far, even messing with the evil entities in the Insidious world, they have not come back to haunt me. Yes, I'm ready for anything, but nothing thus far. I made it this far without some sort of evil taking place.
Yeah, well, you're going to wake up in a cold sweat after you see this movie, I bet.
Yeah, I did see the movie with a full audience of invited fans of the series, and I got to tell you, I've never been in a movie where people react like that, but I've never been in a movie theater with people jumping out of their seats and screaming, full voiced screams, not just like ah. I mean, it was mayhem in that theater. It was a blast. It was something I'd never seen. And obviously, that's the best way to watch this movie. Horror movies are doing their part to really retain that thing that I grew up with, where half of the reason you go to the movie to see it is because of the other people that are seeing it with you. You know, we're all watching movies, on the subway on our cell phone now. It's a different world, but which is great, because, you know, people have access to movies whenever they want. But there is something to be said, especially for a movie like Chapter 3. Go and watch it in the theater, because it is something else when everybody reacts at the same time in an extreme way. It's really fun. The score is very effective, and the sound design in particular really adds to the creepy factor in this movie.
All right, well, we'll talk to you when you got another one coming out. Always good to chat with you, Dermot, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. You got it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
With actor Dermot Mulroney of Insidious Chapter 3, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get to the next level in your career? Ask yourself this question.
Why aren't you there already? It's usually one of three things. First, what you know. You may need more formal education or industry-specific certification. What's holding you back? Go get it.
Second, who you know. You may not know that critical somebody. The good news is you probably know someone who knows them. So let the people in your network know who you want to meet.
Third, fear. You're afraid you might fail. Get over it by figuring out one simple step you can take right now that entails no risk.
Try something, see what happens, and then proceed accordingly. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Show the politicians how many two-wheeled vehicles are really on the open road. How they decrease traffic, increase available parking. America's national biker ride, the workday, is coming to your parking lot. Ditch the cage.
Don't forget to ride.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Monday, June 15th, 2015, this year's National Ride to Work Day. The 24th annual Ride to Work Day. Show the public, along with our mainly non-caring politicians, that bikers span all demographics and that two wheels and an engine isn't just for fun. Monday, June 15th, 2015, meet up, have breakfast, ride alone, or head out with a gang, ride to work.
Don't forget to ride.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.